Hello, Apostolic Insiders. It is the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm coming to you live from the Staples Cadillac on the way to Mass with all the kids who are going to be very quiet, right?
Yes.
Okay. As we consider this week, I want to focus on the three readings, which really focus on Isaiah chapter 58. The first reading focuses on the corporal works of mercy. The second reading in 1 Corinthians 2, especially verses 4 and 5, focus on the spiritual works of mercy. And then Jesus in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, especially verses 14 through 16, focuses on the fact that when we are living the gospel and we are doing the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, we will change this world. Let's back up to Isaiah 58. And here, we read this again during Lent every year for obvious reasons. It focuses on our fast. And the Lord speaks in verse 7 of fasting and says, "Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you," that is the Lord, "and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard." There is a powerful example of how when we are exercising the corporal works of mercy, and in a moment we'll see the spiritual works of mercy, the power of God in effect springs forth in our lives and miracles occur. Let's skip forward here to 1 Corinthians 2 in the second reading. Verses 4 and 5. And to give you a little bit of a background, remember St. Paul had just been to Athens, where on Mars Hill in Acts chapter 17, he attempted to persuade the Stoics, the Epicureans, the other Greek philosophers who were there on Mars Hill. And Paul had some success using philosophy. In fact, he quotes Aratus and Epimenides very effectively. And the scripture says some of them were baptized, some of them came to believe. But when St. Paul left Mars Hill, he headed to Corinth and listened to what he says. After that experience on Athens, he says, and I'm going to back up to verse 1, "When I came to you, brothers, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on the power of God." Paul learned a lesson on Mars Hill. Yes, it's important that we do philosophy, that we help people to know that they can come to know things like the existence of God and the moral law through the pure and natural light of reason. But ultimately, Paul realized what we all need to realize, and that is by the unadulterated proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we'll bring many more souls to God than with all of our philosophical reasoning. Paul here emphasizes the spiritual works of mercy. And remember, folks, I'm going to give you homework. Go to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2447 through 2449, a little synopsis of the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, where the Church reminds us why they are so powerful. Think about this week. The spiritual and corporal works of mercy are both works of mercy and acts of justice at the same time. Now, how can that be? Well, the Catechism reminds us here, again, beginning in paragraph 2447, that when we proclaim the gospel of someone to someone, that is, admonishing the ignorant, or admonishing the sinner, or educating the ignorant, two of the six spiritual works of mercy, or when we give to the poor, these are acts of justice when we consider them on a horizontal level. And what do I mean by that? Every human being walk on this planet is owed the proclamation of the gospel. He deserves to hear it. Every human being on this planet is owed a roof over his head, food to feed himself and his family. So when we give and we proclaim, these are acts of justice on the horizontal level. We owe it to them. This is why St. Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 9:16, woe be unto me if I preach not the gospel, for necessity is laid upon me. Notice, he says, this is not an option. This is something that these people are owed. He says, if I do it freely, willingly, I have a reward, but necessity is laid upon me. Paul understood that acts of justice are just that, acts of justice. And what is justice but to give to every person what is his due? But now, think about it. If giving to the poor, proclaiming the gospel in that sense, are acts of justice, things that are owed to them, how can they be acts of mercy? Well, they're acts of mercy when considered on the vertical, or in the context of our relationship with God. And why is that? Because, my friends, our next breath is not owed to us. I am not owed my next breath. The only thing I deserve on my own is an eternity in hell, because that's the only thing I have truly earned. My next breath is a mercy from God. I'm not owed anything from God. Everything is a mercy. Well, then, how is the proclamation of the gospel and giving to the poor works of mercy? They're works of mercy when we understand that we are agents of Jesus Christ. We are members of His body. And so when we act in Him, with Him, and through Him, we become messengers of mercy. We are opening up the windows of heaven. And this is why Isaiah 58 says, when we give to the poor, the glory of God is unleashed in our lives. We have the protection of God in our lives. And this is why St. Paul emphasizes that his speech and his preaching is not going to be any longer with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the power of the Spirit, understanding he is a messenger of mercy with the power and love of Jesus Christ. And in that sense, my friends, he is that messenger of mercy. Not by his own power, but by the power of Jesus Christ within him. And this is why Jesus could say in Matthew 5:14-16 in the gospel today, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Jesus is the light of the world, not us. But when we let our light shine, that is the light of Jesus Christ shining in us and through us, we unleash the supernatural power of God in our lives, and lives will be transformed. Miracles will occur. My friends, if we get this concept in our lives, we truly can change this world in one generation. God bless you.